This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's time for Who's Talkin' on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
All right, we're live. Who's talking? Frank and Hobbo in studio. Frank is recovering from being in Washington, D.C., which almost ate me alive. And my good friend Hobbo here barely survived the left coast.
That's right. I'm recovering from the great state of California. What used to be the great state of California? It's funny. We were flying in, and the airplane had to do a go down and go back up because of wind shear.
No.
But we got a nice tour of Southern California, and you got the Pacific on the one side, snow-covered mountains on the other side. It's maybe one of the most beautiful places in the world. And yet people are leaving. So you got to really have some bad public policies.
Yes.
But that's for the station downstairs. But we have a great show tonight. My buddy and former teammate Wally Walker's on the line right now.
Walker's on the show?
Absolutely. A former Everett Case Award winner, the first WHO to get that award, along with Joe Harris and Cal Guy.
Yep.
And then we got Dr. Boyd Rawls with the Ortho Injury Report, and then our friend Lo Davis from Cav Futures. And I'm guessing that Wally and Lo have some overlap at this point in time.
They probably know each other by now.
Absolutely. Hey, Wally, thanks for calling in tonight. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Yeah, and Lo and I do know each other. We work together, for sure.
Now, I heard a rumor that you were at JPJ yesterday conducting a free throw shooting clinic. Is that true?
listening to Frank talk about being scarred from that weekend. And, yeah, you didn't have to be there to feel a little scarred. And, we got a reprieve from the governor.
Yeah.
And from any governor, get us off, what felt like death row. And here we go. We got to take advantage of that reprieve.
Absolutely.
One thing that was really good about the video showing the team when they got the news that they'd gotten the bid.
They were clearly excited.
Everybody noticed that Isaac McNeely was running around 100%. So his ankle is better. That's a positive. I didn't see Dante.
Well, guys, I know you probably talked about this or know this, but I was at practice last Tuesday when he rolled it. And it wasn't good. From what I knew and what I saw, there was doubt whether he could go Thursday.
Yes.
And they spotted him, and, you know, he only made the one shot. It was a big shot. But then, of course, he so much better the next night. I think it's safe to say, based on what he did between Thursday and Friday night, he's fine and good to go. And the video was great on every level, and watching him and everyone else dance around. So, but for us to pull that BC game out with him really hobbled was a gritty win.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was nervous last night watching Selection Sunday because I kind of prepared myself emotionally for not seeing Virginia on the board. So
yeah, did you drink like half of a bottle of Jack Daniels again?
I was quite happy. Now, question: are you going out to Dayton for the game, or are you
going
to?
I'm not. I'm hoping. I'm planning on going to Charlotte, so my travel plans have been made. So, fingers crossed.
Well, Wally, you know, in this day and age with players moving around every which way but loose, when you're watching games today, do you ever find yourself saying, God, that guy used to be with St. Louis, and that guy used to be with Cincinnati, and that guy was headed, you know.
And unfortunately, Casey Morsell used to be with us.
Yes.
And news is he can make free throws.
Daggone it.
We should have kept him.
That was crazy, wasn't it? So,
well,
but anyway.
He made a couple tough shots on the left baseline there, too.
Yes.
You know. We were getting ready to pull away, and he made the one turnaround. It was really a hard shot. So, listen, I don't know him at all, but everyone does say he's a really nice young man. So, bad loss, tough loss for us, but can't be anything but happy for that kid.
Well, you got to look forward at this point in time, and I think the key is to view this as a sort of a second or a third season, however you want to look at it, and really go out there and hopefully play well. But, you know, we clearly have to correct this free throw shooting issue. Have you ever seen a team that had a 23-win season and shoot three free throws as poorly as we do?
No, it is just, you know, crazy. And, of course, you know, we all sat there and watched the first 10 against Wake Forest, sitting there thinking, is it possible? How are we going to beat a good team in Wake Forest? And going over for the line, we made the one that finally last. But I'll take the good news side, which is for us to have won 23 games, to your point, Hobbo, against good teams, we're shooting terribly. I mean, not every game we shot terribly. We won games against good teams shooting free throws terribly is really miraculous. And, well, in the BC, they have a solid team for us to win that game, too. But it caught us. It bit us finally in a way that when we started out, didn't see coming, or I didn't on Friday night.
Let me ask you. It happens.
Yeah,
I mean, I've seen teams get into that kind of funk, and it just happens. But
it's a contagion, well, I think, to
well,
some degree.
It's contagious, and shooting contagious. Hobbo, I think you and I can speak to it with some authority, both positive and negative. You know, you have guys with good strokes, you know, putting them in. I that mental image is positive for guys, and of course we're seeing the opposite.
Well, the frustration on Friday night was it was Reese and IMAC, you know, guys that we would want to have at the free throw line that weren't able to deliver in a critical situation. But let me ask you this: how's the job going? The new job, I should say, trying to get resources for UVA athletics.
Yeah, we're making progress on a lot of fronts. And some begin to bear fruit, and some will, you know, just like a while, it takes a little longer to germinate. But we're going to be doing some things. And Frank, I used the innovation word last time I was on, and that's true. There are going to have to be some different things. And I keep saying this, but it's true. Everything's got to be on the table for ways to generate revenue. The NIL means, and we've got. Yeah, still a lot of needs that athletic departments have always had for scholarships and for capital for, all you need that for your facilities and for your operations. But now we got, you know, players that need money, and Lo Davis can speak to it better than anybody. But, you know, we can't just go back to the same trough with the same capacity and think we can, and all those needs. So here we go, and the conversations are interesting, and I'm confident, you know, some, if not many, will bear fruit for us.
You know, Wally, way back in the day, I was a volunteer for the Virginia Student Aid Foundation, which has morphed into the VAF. And, you know, we did a lot of things around Central Virginia to keep alumni engaged. And I think UVA has got to get back to that. And I think there are a lot of households in Central Virginia and, you know, Charlottesville and New York and Atlanta and all these places. And I think UVA has got to go at this thing and build it from the communities where larger groups of alumni live. And it can't just be directors driving around, flying around, emailing. It's got to be, you got to get boots on the ground, as they say. And I really think Virginia has got to go that route because most Wahoos have an incredible love for the university. It almost, you know, every time I get with anybody that had any experience with UVA, you know, they can't wait to tell you their favorite stories, their favorite bands, their favorite classes or professors or, you know, whatever. And
Wally always talks about his favorite teammate, which was me, of course.
I know that's a stretch, but here's my question to you. Instead of squeezing the orange and expecting to get more from the same group of donors, Virginia's got to figure out how to attract more members of the alumni base so that it's spread out more, right?
Expand the pool, as they say.
Yes.
I totally agree.
And yeah, my question to you is,
we've got
who's doing that?
Generous donors, but we need more of them. And, you know, no one should feel the least bit sheepish about, you know, making a small donation for whatever, you know, works for them in whatever way they feel is impactful to them. And we got to make that frictionless in a way that it's easy to do that. And we're working on some of those ideas. So
good.
Getting in the community, the grassroots, boots on the ground, at the risk, they're sort of cliches, but it's all true. We got to do all of that. And there's a recognition of that, trust me.
Let me ask you this.
Hold on one more thing. I just want to say this. Having been up in D.C. this past week and following everything to do with the ACC and UVA, I'm wondering a little bit about that Northern Virginia, D.C., Lower Maryland, Wahoo community, and is there a way to get that group engaged? Because there was a time where that community was very much involved, and I remember going to the ACC tournament in 81. My dad had gone in 76 to watch you and your team pull off the miracle in Landover, but I do remember going to a lot of events and seeing a lot of Wahoos up there, and they're still up there. The question is, how can you get to them, I guess, in such a busy community? Because it's, boy, I tell you, it's crazy up there how busy everybody is.
Everyone's busy, but you know, not so busy they can't follow, you know, Virginia sports and support their favorite program. And, you know, I just saw some data, you know, produced by the VAF that showed, you know, contributions from geographic areas relative to what the alums or any donor is across the university. And some areas, you know, athletics is way behind what generous donors are giving in general across the university. And so we've got to think about that in ways that we're going to make sure we're touching people because they're clearly engaged with the university, but maybe not as much as we would like with athletics. And I'm pretty sure I'm remembering this right. Northern Virginia, D.C. area was one of those ones where we've got room to improve.
Hey, Wally, let me just ask this. From the standpoint of the collective, is there a goal in mind relative to what you're hoping to attract? And is there a plan as to how that money will be divided up? In other words, does football get this percentage, basketball gets this, everybody else gets something else? Or has that plan of been addressed yet?
Lowe is coming on you know, later this program, so you guys can ask him that. You know, they still have to be independent, the collective and the foundation have to be independent. And yes, there are goals that have been set that we think are needed for our programs. But I'm going to let our independent collective guy, Lowe, speak to those.
You know, I did notice recently in doing some research for tonight's show, you know, the NCAA sent out a letter fairly recently telling collectives that they can now communicate directly with the athletes, and they don't have to go through third parties, basically, because the NCAA is not going to investigate third-party negotiators. And it's like, you know, now we've got there's no guardrails or anything. I mean, it's the Wild West. So my question to you is, how can Virginia take advantage of that in such a way that it strengthens the ideals of the university?
Well, we're going to do it straight up. There's going to be no hide the ball from the University of Virginia. So if, you know, Lowe and his crew can talk directly to the athletes and can talk about what the monetary goal is, that's what we're going to do. We are and have been and are going to be as aggressive as can be within those guidelines. Now, are the people operating outside of it? Yes, there are. Yeah. There always have been. Even before NIL, obviously, there was money exchanging hands for college athletes. Can we still compete well? Yeah, but we do need resources. We need money. We need a modicum amount for the sports where athletes are getting paid and will demand, you know, something, if not in some cases significant amounts, to compete. Now, in terms of the allocation, is a question. I mean, coaches now are forced, at least indirectly, to be, you know, like general managers. My old job, where you get a finite amount of money and how to allocate it. Well, if you do that wisely, you know, you guys have heard me talk about this before, you can compete without having the most money.
We got to run, Wally, but before we let you go, are we going to win tomorrow night?
Yeah, we're going to win. It'll be a gritty, scrappy game, but I'm like I say, I'm going to Charlotte. Maybe I'll see you guys.
All right, okay. The great Wally Walker joining us. We thank you.
Thank you, Wally,
for his time. We got our Earthrow, Virginia injury report with Dr. Boyd Rawls coming up next. Stay tuned. You're listening to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking?
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s, 8888.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5255 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Hoos Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Hey, welcome back to tonight's edition of Hoos Talkin'. Frank and Hobbo in studio, the NCAA tournament edition as the Hoos go dancing tomorrow night. So we don't have to wait long for the first game.
Colorado State, Rams.
The Rams at 9:10 p.m. on True TV, which I know with Comcast is channel 841. If you're on some other provider, you'd have to check the channel. But hopefully you get True TV with an opportunity to watch the game.
And Wahoo's better be ready for number four, Stevens.
Yeah, he's only 6 feet tall.
Fast as grease lightning.
Yeah, they were concerned he wasn't going to come back, but he did decide to come back for his final year of eligibility. And they indicated he might be the player of the year in the Mountain West Conference. I'm not sure whether that was true or not, but clearly he's going to be a handful. 6 feet tall, only like 165, 70 pounds, so he's going to be quick. It's going to be a difficult assignment for Reese Beekman, but I'm confident that Reese is up to the task. But right now we got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Boyd Rawls. Boyd, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Boyd, it's our understanding that apparently last Tuesday Virginia had a very spirited practice, and Tony Bennett was trying to make them work a little bit. Maybe they were working too hard because a bunch of guys got hurt. Isaac McNeely rolled an ankle very severely, and we just heard Wally Walker was at practice
last week and saw that, and no wonder McNeely looked sluggish in that start of that BC game, but I tell you what, he sure played well the next night against NC State. It's a shame the rest of his teammates didn't play as well as he did. Now, the other player that got hurt was Dante Harris. How many minutes did Harris play against NC State?
Only 4 minutes and change, so he didn't play very much.
So I think he must have hurt the same foot, lower leg, as the injury that prevented him from playing at all for 5 or 6 weeks during the middle of the season. And furthermore, I heard that Ryan Dunn in that same practice went down at one point, and he played a lot of minutes the other night, but you know, Dunn's a tough cookie.
Yeah, he's tough. Boyd, you know, rolling an ankle, if you do that on Tuesday and you're playing on Thursday and Friday, he must have had it taped sufficiently that it took some of the pressure off. Would you not think that?
Absolutely. Yeah, tape, you know, tape is typically what they go to. I mean, there's some, you know, orthotics and lace-up braces and things too, but, you know, especially initially like that. So, you know, if he certainly they look banged up, you know, I guess that, you know, if he's back out there, you know, this past week, you know, look to see him again and hopefully be feeling a little bit better. But, you know, certainly those things tend to be pretty sore, you know, even if you can get out and play on them, you know, kind of takes its toll. So, you know, we had a little bit of a break since our last appearance. So
what do they do? You know, he just would get some treatment post-game and a little what we used to call contrast treatment or whatever they do?
Yeah, it's hot and cold and, you know, whirlpool and that kind of thing. And they get the, I mentioned Fair. We seem to be having a lot of ankle issues in all the athletics this year. I feel like we keep talking about the ankles. But, you know, the TheraBands and kind of strengthening some of the muscle groups in the lower leg and, you know, giving them that sort of, you know, proprioceptive kind of stability of the ankle, or trying to anyways, and trying to manage some of the swelling with the ice. But,
Well, does having a bad ankle affect your free throw shooting? I'm just kidding.
Hubbo is fixated on that topic. Hey, Boyd, curious, are you seeing anything unusual in your practice these days at Ortho Virginia?
Yeah, we see it's such a variety of stuff. I mean, mine and most folks' practices kind of change with the seasons, you know, and some of that revolves around the athletics and, you know, what people are kind of out doing. So I'm kind of coming out of a phase of a lot of basketball injuries and, you know, finger dislocations and stuff like that. And starting to see some, you know, some baseball stuff and lacrosse and that kind of thing.
You know, pickleball.
I was going to say, what I've heard is pickleball was invented by an orthopedic doctor somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, pickleball, and they're building these big arenas all over the place. I mean, it's treacherous.
That's good for your business, you know, I would think.
That's right.
Because you got all these old geezers like me going out there thinking they can still do stuff, and body doesn't respond very well.
I tell you, it takes a lot older to get over an ankle or something like that. You know, shoot, I'm 41, just pulled my calf last week, and it's torture. But, like, you know, these basketball players we talk about, they're pretty resilient. So
yeah, thank goodness they're young. But at any rate, Boyd, we always appreciate your calling in. We thank you for your time. Have a great evening, and root for the Hoos tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
All right, Dr. Boyd Rawls from Ortho Virginia. We'll be back, and we're going to talk a little more about Cav Futures and the collective at UVA with Lo Davis when we return after these commercial messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game. Game.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit Virginia Athletics Foundation.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy. Now.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Who's Talking, segment three. And this ought to be fun. We've got Lo Davis of Cav Futures. He formerly was with the Virginia Athletics Foundation, and before that, he played baseball.
The baseball. If he could pitch, we could use him this year.
Yes.
Fortunately, we score a lot of runs, but we can't get anybody out.
Lo, we got some hitters, but we ain't got no pitching. What is the problem?
Hey, we play baseball like we play football. We're putting up big numbers. How about that?
Hey.
All right, we'll take that.
As long as our number is slightly bigger than the other number,
yeah,
we're
that's
good.
That's all I care about. All right. Lo, the NCAA sent all the collectives in the nation a letter saying that there would be no more investigations of third-party negotiations, and that means that it's the Wild Wild West now, right? I mean, everybody's doing everything, and it also means that Cav Futures can go out and contact any athlete and just test the water, right?
Yeah, but you know, we've decided it's business as usual for us. You know, it's somewhat been the wild, wild west all along. I think what the danger is not really the collectives. I think it's more kind of the individuals who want to go out and just throw money at these kids to convince them to go to their institution. And, you know, I've talked to some of my colleagues around the country, and, you know, schools like Alabama and Georgia, they don't like this because there are no guardrails on who can contact who. So, yeah, I think collectives is the natural target, but I think it's the individual donor out there who owns dealerships and has money that's trying to persuade student-athletes to come to their institution.
Now, I'm lost, Lo. Is that illegal, or is it people are doing it and they're not supposed to do it, or is that all fair and love war and politics?
No, it's all fair now. I mean, the rules have changed, and so now anyone can go out and proactively talk to high school student athletes and prospective transfer portal student athletes. And, you know, again, I think it's all about kind of who's in charge and what are the guardrails. And for us, we just decided that we're going to continue to act and just go about business as usual, because I really believe that student athletes are not going to come to UVA just for money. And so we want to go ahead and continue our thought process of being sustainable but yet adaptable along the way. So we're not quite there yet where we're talking to prospective candidates to come to UVA.
All right, I want to throw some names at you because I did a little research. So the portal opened up for men's basketball in the last 24 hours, and a 6'10 center from Drexel, Amari Williams, is available. A Pepperdine center, Javon Porter, whose brother's in the NBA, he's 6'11", has 2 years of eligibility. He averages 16 points a game. Louisville has three players that jumped in the portal, and they could do that earlier than yesterday or today because their coach got fired, Kenny Payne. So
yes,
Karan Davis, Curtis Williams, and Caleb Glenn. I don't know. You know, I saw them play, and I couldn't tell you which one of those guys was distinguishing anything. I did see where Brandon, I think it's Garrison, he was a McDonald's All-American 2 years ago, 6'11", from Oklahoma State, jumped in the portal. Now, why wouldn't UVA go try to talk to him?
Well, let me ask you this, Lo. That leads to a good question. If I assume the coaches go first, they have an interest in somebody, and if there's going to be any resources needed, then they come to you. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so the one thing that cannot happen right now is coaches cannot negotiate with student-athletes. So even though the rules changed, coaches are not allowed, or it's not permissible for them to go out and say, if you come, you will make X. Now, what they can do, and it is legal, is to have the student-athlete on a visit. They can be identified as a prospective student-athlete, and I can go out and talk to them. But again, we've decided not to take that route. So I think for someone like Tony Bennett and his program, there could be, you know, departures, there could be incoming. So I think they're going to evaluate the whole process of what they need and what the makeup of this team looks like going forward. And that's beyond my scope. I have no idea what their thoughts are on recruiting.
Well, I can tell you flat out that I saw a variety of bullets on like 20 teams that are in the NCAA this year and are higher seeds than Virginia. Mm-hmm. UConn is an example, which is the number one seed. Two of their top four or five scorers are kids they got from the portal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that, by the way, that coach yesterday being interviewed sounded like the cockiest man on earth, like, hey, we got deals that we're working all the time. That's Hurley.
Yeah.
And I didn't like his tone or his attitude, mm-hmm. and it mm-hmm. didn't sound like any coach going into the NCAA tournament that I've ever heard. And
sure.
There was almost no respect for even the cameraman and the ESPN or whoever the sports reporter that was talking to him. He was sitting there like, you know, you guys just follow us. We're going to dominate. I mean, he was acting very strange. And Is this a byproduct of NIL?
Hey, Frank, somebody should have asked him about that closed-door scrimmage against Virginia back in the fall and see what his answer was then, because strong rumor has it is we beat UConn back in the fall. So he better be careful in terms of how cocky he is going into the NCAA tournament.
Well, here's my hope that we play him again. Because yeah, we'd have to win a few games to play Connecticut because they're in a different region.
That would be a good sign, wouldn't it? All right, well, you got your finger on the pulse, and I'm assuming you went up to D.C. for at least a night or two, right?
I did.
All right, so tell me, from you've been at this now, is it 2 years now?
Two years as I think a week ago.
All right, my question to you, and I've known you a long time, do you feel like Virginia is now in the game and competing and that you're getting comfortable with your role and that the school has embraced NIL and we're going for it now?
110% absolutely yes. And I think it's at all levels, from the president's office through the AD to all of our coaches. Everyone is 110% committed. And I'll say this, Frank, you know, a year ago, I don't know if I could have had a conversation without saying, you know, we need more help today, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, we're in a position now where people have bought in and people realize that, you know what, I may not like the landscape, but I'm not going to stick my head in the sand. We're going to do something about it. And we have been very, very successful over the last 6 to 7 months getting people to buy in at a very high level. And so our collective funds have really, really grown. The biggest thing for us is to continue to grow that and also to continue to make it a multi-year commitment. And,
yes,
you know, I think you just look at our football program, our entire roster, the core of our roster stayed intact. We didn't have very few departures. I think basketball, you're going to start to see a shift in terms of upgrade of talent, what it looks like on the court, because, again, we're all serious about this thing. It's legal, it's permissible, and we're going to go at it 110%, and we're seeing strides right now.
So if you look at the men's basketball team this year, okay,
mm-hmm.
can you imagine if Shedrick and mm-hmm. Cafaro mm-hmm. had stayed? Imagine 2 7-footers, then the basket would have been protected at all times, and by the way, both those guys actually could make free throws. not that anybody's counting, but you take
Shedrick more so than Cafaro.
No, actually, I'm going to go back and check the stats.
Check the stats.
Anyway, my point is this: if let's say either one of those guys had stayed,
mm-hmm.
this team is a different basketball team, and that's my opinion. Nobody else's.
I agree, but I would also say it was not NIL related while either one of those guys left.
Okay.
And so I never talked with Caden. He never came to me and said, if I stayed, what do I get? So I would say that both of those gentlemen left for different reasons. As a matter of fact, I know Poppy did, and he actually misses Virginia. He's still a fan. I talked to him earlier in the summer. So I think that when it comes to NIL, it wasn't about Caden and Poppy leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to look to the future of this roster and what that means for Tony Bennett. And, you know, when it comes to the transfer portal specifically, how do you upgrade the talent and complement it with what's already in place?
If I'm hearing you right, you're saying that at this point in time, we are not at a competitive disadvantage because of NIL.
We are not at a competitive disadvantage because I think we're starting to level the playing field when it comes to funds, but I don't want us to rest on our laurels because it's not a one-and-done type of effort, pardon the pun. It's really a multi-year commitment to building it because Duke and Notre Dame and others out there are going to continue to build their funds. We need to do the same. But no, we're in a much better place today than where we were even 6 or 9 months ago when it comes to the competitive landscape.
Do you see any time in the future when somebody might try to put some guardrails on this?
I do. I mean, I think Congress will step in. There's probably 15 different pieces of legislation out there right now, and probably there's going to be a piece from each one of those that will allow you know, at least everybody to start from the same place. Now, those that decide to go against the rules, they've always gone against the rules, and they will continue to do that. They just won't be able to do it under the NIL piece. I also think you're going to see some state legislation that will allow us to have more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Who to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are 2 locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to faisoncenter.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit Virginia Athletics Foundation.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy. Crosby now.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Who's Talkin' segment three. And this ought to be fun. We've got Lo Davis of Cav Futures. He formerly was with the Virginia Athletics Foundation, and before that, he played baseball.
The baseball. If he can pitch, we could use him this year.
Yes.
Fortunately, we score a lot of runs, but we can't get anybody out.
Lo, we got some hitters, but we ain't got no pitching. What is the problem?
Hey, we play baseball like we play football. We're putting up big numbers. How about that?
Hey.
All right, we'll take that.
As long as our number is slightly bigger than the other number,
yeah,
we're
that's
good.
That's all I care about. All right. Lo, the NCAA sent all the collectives in the nation a letter saying that there would be no more investigations of third-party negotiations, and that means that it's the Wild Wild West now, right? I mean, everybody's doing everything, and it also means that Cav Futures can go out and contact any athlete and just test the water, right?
Yeah, but you know, we've decided it's business as usual for us. You know, it's somewhat been the Wild Wild West all along. I think what the danger is not really the collectives. I think it's more kind of the individuals who want to go out and just throw money at these kids to convince them to go to their institution. And you know, I've talked to some of my colleagues around the country, and you know, schools like Alabama and Georgia, they don't like this because there are no guardrails on who can contact who. So, yeah, I think collectives is the natural target, but I think it's the individual donor out there who owns dealerships and has money that's trying to persuade student athletes to come to their institution.
Now, I'm lost, Lo. Is that illegal, or people are doing it and they're not supposed to do it, or is that all fair and love war and politics?
No, it's all fair now. I mean, the rules have changed, and so now anyone can go out and proactively talk to high school student athletes and prospective transfer portal student athletes. And, you know, again, I think it's all about kind of who's in charge and what are the guardrails. And for us, we just decided that we're going to continue to act and just go about business as usual, because I really believe that student athletes are not going to come to UVA just for money. And so we want to go ahead and continue our thought process of being sustainable, but yet adaptable along the way. So we're not quite there yet where we're talking to prospective candidates to come to UVA.
All right, I want to throw some names at you because I did a little research. So the portal opened up for men's basketball in the last 24 hours, and a 6'10 center from Drexel, Amari Williams, is available. A Pepperdine center, Javon Porter, whose brother is in the NBA. He's 6'11", has 2 years of eligibility. He averages 16 points a game. Louisville has three players that jumped in the portal, and they could do that earlier than yesterday or today because their coach got fired, Kenny Payne. So
yes,
Caron Davis, Curtis Williams, and Caleb Glenn. I don't know. You know, I saw them play, and I couldn't tell you which one of those guys was distinguishing. I did see where Brandon I think it's Garrison. He was a McDonald's All-American 2 years ago. 6'11" from Oklahoma State, jumped in the portal. Now, why wouldn't UVA go try to talk to him?
Well, let me ask you this, Lo. That it leads to a good question. If I assume the coaches go first, they have an interest in somebody, and if there's going to be any resources needed, then they come to you. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so the one thing that cannot happen right now is coaches cannot negotiate with student-athletes. So even though the rules changed, coaches are not allowed or it's not permissible for them to go out and say, if you come, you will make X. Now, what they can do, and it is legal, is to have the student-athlete on a visit. They can be identified as a prospective student-athlete, and I can go out and talk to them. But, again, we've decided not to take that route. So I think for someone like Tony Bennett and his program, there could be, you know, departures, there could be incoming. So I think they're going to evaluate the whole process of what they need and what the makeup of this team looks like going forward. And that's beyond my scope. I have no idea what their thoughts are on recruiting.
Well, I can tell you flat out that I saw a variety of bullets on like 20 teams that are in the NCAA this year and are higher seeds than Virginia. Mm-hmm. UConn is an example, which is the number one seed. Two of their top four or five scorers are kids they got from the portal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that, by the way, that coach yesterday being interviewed sounded like the cockiest man on earth. Like, hey, we got deals that we're working all the time. That's Hurley.
Yeah.
And I didn't like his tone or his attitude, mm-hmm. and it mm-hmm. didn't sound like any coach going into the NCAA tournament that I've ever heard. And
sure.
There was almost no respect for even the cameraman and the ESPN or whoever the sports reporter that was talking to him. He was sitting there like, you know, you guys just follow us. We're going to dominate. I mean, he was acting very strange. And is this a byproduct of NIL?
Hey, Frank, somebody should have asked him about that closed-door scrimmage against Virginia back in the fall and see what his answer was then, because strong rumor has it is we beat UConn back in the fall. So he better be careful in terms of how cocky he is going into the NCAA tournament.
Well, here's my hope that we play him again.
Yeah,
we'd have
go.
To win a few games to play Connecticut because
yeah,
they're in a different region.
That would be a good sign, wouldn't it? All right, Lo, you got your finger on the pulse, and I'm assuming you went up to D.C. for at least a night or two, right?
I did.
All right, so tell me, from you've been at this now, is it 2 years now?
Two years as I think a week ago.
All right, my question to you, and I've known you a long time, do you feel like Virginia is now in the game and competing and that you're getting comfortable with your role and that the school has embraced NIL and we're going for it now?
110% absolutely yes. And I think it's at all levels, from the president's office through the AD to all of our coaches. Everyone is 110% committed. And I'll say this, Frank, you know, a year ago, I don't know if I could have had a conversation without saying, you know, we need more help today, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, we're in a position now where people have bought in and people realize that, you know what, I may not like the landscape, but I'm not going to stick my head in the sand. We're going to do something about it. And we have been very, very successful over the last 6 to 7 months getting people to buy in at a very high level. And so our collective funds have really, really grown. The biggest thing for us is to continue to grow that and also to continue to make it a multi-year commitment. And,
yes.
You know, I think you just look at our football program, our entire roster, the core of our roster stayed intact. We didn't have we had very few departures. I think basketball, you're going to start to see a shift in terms of upgrade of talent, what it looks like on the court, because, again, we're all serious about this thing. It's legal, it's permissible, and we're going to go at it 110%, and we're seeing strides right now.
So if you look at the men's basketball team this year, okay,
mm-hmm.
can you imagine if Shedrick, and Cafaro had stayed. Imagine, 2 7-footers, then the basket would have been protected at all times, and by the way, both those guys actually could make free throws. Not that anybody's counting, but you take
Shedrick more so than Cafaro.
No, actually, I'm going to go back and check the stats.
Check the stats.
Anyway, my point is this: if let's say either one of those guys had stayed, this team is a different basketball team, and that's my opinion. Nobody else's.
I agree, but I would also say it was not NIL related while either one of those guys left, and so. I never talked with Caden. He never came to me and said, if I stayed, what do I get? So I would say that both of those gentlemen left for different reasons. As a matter of fact, I know Poppy did, and he actually misses Virginia. He's still a fan. I talked to him earlier in the summer. So I think that when it comes to NIL, it wasn't about Caden and Poppy leaving. Mm-hmm. I think we have to look to the future of this roster and what that means for Tony Bennett. And you know, when it comes to the transfer portal specifically, how do you upgrade the talent and complement it with what's already in place?
If I'm hearing you right, you're saying that at this point in time, we are not at a competitive disadvantage because of NIL.
We are not at a competitive disadvantage because I think we're starting to level the playing field when it comes to funds, but I don't want us to rest on our laurels because it's not a one-and-done type of effort, pardon the pun. It's really a multi-year commitment to building it because Duke and Notre Dame and others out there are going to continue to build their funds. We need to do the same. But no, we're in a much better place today than where we were even 6 or 9 months ago when it comes to the competitive landscape.
Do you see any time in the future when somebody might try to put some guardrails on this?
I do. I mean, I think Congress will step in. There's probably 15 different pieces of legislation out there right now, and probably there's going to be a piece from each one of those that will allow, you know, at least everybody to start from the same place. Now, those that decide to go against the rules, they've always gone against the rules, and they will continue to do that. They just won't be able to do it under the NIL piece. I also think you're going to see some state legislation that will allow us to have more integration into the university, which will allow us to do more things with more resources. I think that's something that I would be watching out for. But, yeah, I do think that there will be a handle on this thing over the next year or two, and we're just going to try to be more adaptable and see what happens. We're going to wait it out.
All right, so the transfer portal right now is open for 45 days. It'll close on May 1st. We know that after spring football, which for us is April 20th, the portal opens again for football. And, you know, in the past, that's usually been just – you know, a zoo. What can be done from your perspective with football to help take Virginia back up the ladder so that, you know, Tony Elliott has enough quality talent to get out there and win, you know, 6, 7, 8 games?
So I think if you talk to Coach Elliott, the biggest thing where we were deficient in was competitive depth. And I think that has already been addressed, A, by keeping the core group of players together.
Yep.
You had some of your veteran guys come back, like a Jameer Carter, Chico Bennett, Antonio Clary. So that gives you some experience. And then you now attract some of the great talent in the portal. So you look at, you know, Chris Tyree. He was a leading receiver at Notre Dame.
Yes.
He could have gone anywhere. Where did he choose to go? He went to UVA. Andre Green, another young man who was a 4-star coming out of high school, he could have gone anywhere when he left Carolina. Where did he choose to go? He came to Virginia. So I think you're starting to see now that there are pieces in place, coaches, facilities, operational dollars, and now the NIL box, that's going to attract and retain the talent that's going to help us get to that 7, 8, 9 win type of deal. And again, we feel really good about people who – are now stopped. They've stopped the complaining, and they're saying, "Okay, let's do something about it."
Yeah,
you know, I think that's a very important point. You know, I think there was initial shock, like, "What the heck is going on?" And now people are saying, hey, this is the landscape today. Here's what we've got to do, right?
Well, there's a lot of us that don't like the portal or NIL,
right.
But it's the fact of life.
It's there.
And if you're going to be competitive, you have to get in the game. And thanks to people like Lowe and others, it sounds like we have done that, which is terrific.
I'll tell you this. You know, after the Virginia Tech loss, which was a horrible loss for our football program, that Sunday morning, you know, I seen the good and the bad, but I had two donors text me and say, look, we could either be mad about it or we're going to do something about it. And I got $150,000 committed for football NIL by that Monday.
That's so awesome, isn't it?
That's the attitude, and we've started to tap into people's pride. And, you know, why not Virginia? You guys know, you've been around a long time like me. There is a history of Virginia football where we've seen success, and we just got to believe we can get back there again.
Is that true? Do a lot of people earmark the money for a specific sport? And we don't have much time, but in 30 seconds, if you can answer that.
They do, yeah, and it's permissible to earmark it for individual sports or individual student-athletes. They just have to earn the money in order, and that's our job, is making sure that the quid pro quo happens.
All right, Lo, we're going to have to leave it there. We want to thank you for joining us. That was Lo Davis, Cav Futures. And
we'll talk to you again.
I believe if you go to cavfutures.com, you can even learn more, correct?
Got it. Thanks for having me on. We really appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Lo.
Take care. All right, we're going to go to break. We come back. We've got the Friday's Olympic Report. Stay with us.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for, delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup, and with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home, or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft to performance, and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Camp Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Final segment tonight of Who's Talking. It's been a fun show. Hope people enjoyed hearing Lo Davis. I thought there was a lot of confidence in his voice.
Yeah, I was encouraged by that.
And Wally Walker was terrific as always. We love Wally. And Dr. Boyd Rawls was exceptional as well.
And who's on the show next week while we're talking about it?
We have a great show. We got Terry Gates, and he may be coming in studio, and Paul Collins. So a little bit of basketball, a little bit of football.
Which is always, you know, one thing I've learned from you through the years is it's always football season.
It's always football. All right.
This segment brought to us by whom?
Our good friends at Friday's. And you know what? They have the best cheeseburger, Hobbo. Get in there and get a cheeseburger.
I have to do that. You know, I do like to eat.
Yes.
And you can look at me and tell that.
It's readily apparent.
Yeah, that's right.
Hobbo never misses a meal.
That's right. Now, you know, I get my three squares and sometimes more than that.
You know, Friday's has awesome appetizers and great drink specials, fun atmosphere. But let me tell you something. All their ribs and burgers and everything are just...
Food is terrific.
Oh.
And happy hour is great.
Nice people.
Great people. Tell them Frank and Hobbo told you to come by. But Olympic news, baseball, we sort of touched on this earlier. The Hoos took 2 out of 3. From Wake Forest over the weekend, had a comeback victory on Sunday to win 11-10. We've referenced that the pitching may not be great, but the hitting's really good.
Virginia scores, baby.
So, and Wake Forest and Virginia were the two ACC teams in the College World Series last year, so that's a big win. Lacrosse had a huge win over Maryland, longtime rival, 14-10.
First time we've beaten them in 3 years, and let me tell you something. Virginia won every quarter in that game. I think the last period was 3-3, but because Virginia had a 4-goal lead, as far as I'm concerned, that's a huge deal.
And they have two home games this week, Albany, tomorrow, and Saturday, Drexel.
Yes, the Drexel Dragons are dangerous.
And tennis, they had two wins over the weekend.
Notre Dame and Louisville.
Notre Dame 6-1, Louisville 7-0. We said before, Coach Pedroso. He's done much better since he's come on Who's Talking.
He should stay in touch with me more.
Absolutely.
UVA women's lacrosse now number 9 in the country. Defeated Pitt 19-10, and that's fresh off the big win over number 3 Notre Dame, where they beat the Irish 12-10. So let me tell you something. The new coach for women's lacrosse, as far as I'm concerned, they need to lock her up.
Well, speaking of women's teams,
the
women's swimming and diving team are at the national championships.
Going for their fourth?
Fourth consecutive national titles, and it would be Virginia's 34th if they get it. That begins on Wednesday and runs through Saturday at Athens, Georgia. So go Hoos, bring home a little more hardware.
Let me tell you something. The women's swim team is killing it, but the men are getting better.
They're getting better. We could have dual national championships in swimming before long.
I'm going to throw it back real quick to women's tennis. A recent player that was on the team that turned pro early, Emma Navarro, just had a historic week out there at Indian Wells, and she beat some ranked players, including the number 2 player in the world, Sabalenka. So, hats off to Emma Navarro, and she's climbing the rankings.
All right, big game tomorrow night, 9:10 tip, True TV, the Hoos against the Rams of Colorado State. We're going to have to defend their quick guard, who's
Stevens.
Stevens, who's a terrific player.
Number four.
I think the Hoos will do well. I think they're going to view this as a second life. If they do manage to get a win in Dayton tomorrow, they're going to have to travel on Wednesday to Charlotte. They will play the Texas Longhorns on Thursday. I don't have the start
Charlotte,
time. 6:50. 6:50 on Thursday night. And then if they manage to win that game, they would play again on Saturday in Charlotte, likely against Tennessee. So a very challenging week. But if we're still playing basketball next Monday,
that's good.
It will be a terrific week for the Hoos.
We're going to bring champagne in the studio next week if the Cavs can pull off three wins. I want to tell everyone, the Cavaliers are making their ninth NCAA tournament appearance under Tony Bennett and 26th overall. And let me tell you something, that's something to be thankful for, people.
It's, the key to a good program is consistency, and Coach Bennett has done that without question. So.
All right, Cavs are on the big stage in the play-in tournament this coming Tuesday night, and they're going to play
tomorrow night
Colorado State, the Rams.
The Rams of Colorado State.
So it's the Cavs versus the Rams.
And this would be our first tournament win since the national championship, so we need to get a W in the NCAA.
And all these naysayers like Jay Billis, he's a traitor to the ACC.
The heck with them.
Said negative things today and yesterday, and you know what? He can kiss my beep.
Yeah. Well, we're still playing. That's the most important thing. And
yep.
Look forward to the game. Go Hoos, and we'll talk to you next Monday, regular time, 6 o'clock.
Go Hoos. Beat the Rams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for, delicious cocktails
cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup, and with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Final segment tonight of Who's Talking. It's been a fun show. Hope people enjoyed hearing Lo Davis. I thought there was a lot of confidence in his voice.
Yeah, I was encouraged by that.
And Wally Walker was terrific as always. We love Wally. And Dr. Boyd Rawls was exceptional as well.
And who's on the show next week while we're talking about it?
We have a great show. We got Terry Gates, and he may be coming in studio, and Paul Collins. So a little bit of basketball, a little bit of football.
Which is always, you know, one thing I've learned from you through the years is it's always football season.
It's always football. All right.
Brought to us by whom?
Our good friends at Friday's. And you know what? They have the best cheeseburger, Abbo. Get in there and get a cheeseburger.
I have to do that. You know, I do like to eat.
Yes.
And you could look at me and tell that.
It's readily apparent.
Yeah, that's right.
Hobo never misses a meal.
That's right. Now, you know, I get my three squares and sometimes more than that.
Friday's has awesome appetizers and great drink specials, fun atmosphere. But let me tell you something. All their ribs and burgers and everything are just...
Food is terrific.
Oh.
And happy hour is great.
Nice people.
Great people. Tell them Frank and Hobo told you to come by. But Olympic news, baseball, we sort of touched on this earlier. The Hoos took 2 out of 3. From Wake Forest over the weekend, had a comeback victory on Sunday to win 11-10. We've referenced that the pitching may not be great, but the hitting's really good.
Virginia scores, baby.
So, and Wake Forest and Virginia were the two ACC teams in the College World Series last year, so that's a big win. Lacrosse had a huge win over Maryland, longtime rival, 14-10.
First time we've beaten them in 3 years, and let me tell you something. Virginia won every quarter in that game. I know the last period was 3-3, but because Virginia had a 4-goal lead, as far as I'm concerned, that's a huge deal.
And they have two home games this week, tomorrow, Albany, and Saturday, Drexel.
Yes, the Drexel Dragons are dangerous.
And tennis, they had two wins over the weekend.
Notre Dame and Louisville.
Notre Dame 6-1, Louisville 7-0. We said before, Coach Pedroso. He's done much better since he's come on Who's Talking.
He should stay in touch with me more.
Absolutely.
UVA women's lacrosse now, number 9 in the country. Defeated Pitt 19-10, and that's fresh off the big win over number 3 Notre Dame, where they beat the Irish 12-10. So let me tell you something. The new coach for women's lacrosse, as far as I'm concerned, they need to lock her up.
Well, speaking of women's teams,
the
women's swimming and diving team are at the national championships.
Going for their fourth?
Fourth consecutive national titles. It would be Virginia's 34th if they get it. That begins on Wednesday and runs through Saturday at Athens, Georgia. So go Hoos. Bring home a little more hardware.
Let me tell you something. The women's swim team is killing it, but the men are getting better.
They're getting better. We could have dual national championships in swimming before long.
I'm going to throw it back real quick to women's tennis. A recent player that was on the team that turned pro early, Emma Navarro, just had a historic week out there at Indian Wells, and she beat some ranked players, including the number 2 player in the world, Sabalenka. So hats off to Emma Navarro, and she's climbing the rankings.
All right, big game tomorrow night, 9:10 tip, True TV, the Hoos against the Rams of Colorado State. We're going to have to defend their quick guard, who's a terrific player.
Number 4.
I think the Hoos will do well. I think they're going to view this as a second life. If they do manage to get a win in Dayton tomorrow, they're going to have to travel on Wednesday to Charlotte. They will play the Texas Longhorns on Thursday. I don't have the start time.
Charlotte, 6:50
on Thursday night. And then if they manage to win that game, they would play again on Saturday in Charlotte, likely against Tennessee. So a very challenging week. But if we're still playing basketball next Monday,
that's good.
It will be a terrific week for the Hoos.
We're going to bring champagne in the studio next week if the Cavs can pull off 3 wins. I want to tell everyone, the Cavaliers are making their 9th NCAA tournament appearance under Tony Bennett and 26th overall. And let me tell you something, that's something to be thankful for, people.
It's, the key to a good program is consistency, and Coach Bennett has done that without question. So.
All right. Cavs are on the big stage in the play-in tournament this coming Tuesday night, and they're going to play
tomorrow night
Colorado State, the Rams.
The Rams of Colorado State.
So it's the Cavs versus the Rams.
And this would be our first tournament win since the national championship, so we need to get a W in the NCAA.
And all these naysayers like Jay Billis, he's a traitor to the ECC.
The heck with them.
Said negative things today and yesterday, and you know what? He can kiss my beep.
Yeah. Well, we're still playing. That's the most important thing. And
yep.
Look forward to the game. Go Hoos, and we'll talk to you next Monday, regular time, 6 o'clock.
Go Hoos. Beat the Rams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.